Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 328 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, now let's get to today's question from Luca.
Hi, Pat. It's Luca from Ireland here. How are you? Thanks for everything you do. I have a question for you. Let's say you are building a new website and you are looking for a domain name that contains only specific keywords, but this domain name has already been taken. What is the best practice for finding a very similar domain name containing the same keywords? Would you use dash or dot or underscore? Thanks, Pat, for everything you do. Bye.
Hey, Luca, thank you so much for this question. And it's funny because if you asked me this question a couple years ago, it would be very easy to tell you that you should really, really focus on getting it right with the keywords in your domain. But here we are in 2015, and really the overall thought in the industry is you shouldn't really care about if there are keywords in the domain name. I mean, the keywords help in terms of helping your audience understand what the site is about, but just think about it. There are a lot of sites out there that you probably use when, if you were to just think about the domain name itself, it wouldn't necessarily describe what that site is about. It is more of a brandable term, such as Twitter or even sites that we know like Viperchill. I mean, what is a Viperchill? But a lot of us know Viperchill.com is Glenn Alsop's website where he talks about viral marketing and things like that. A good friend of the Smart Passive Income blog, actually. I think it was episode 3 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, Glenn was. But the thing is, a lot has changed, and Google back, I think it was last year, actually, almost a year ago today, they made a change in the weight that a website would receive if there were keywords in the domain name, essentially wiping out all of that. And I found an article that I had read a long time ago, a year ago, actually, not a long time ago, but in terms of SEO, it is kind of a long time ago. But this is on nichepursuits.com by Spencer Hawes, a good friend of the blog as well, and also creator of Longtail Pro, which is the keyword research tool that I typically recommend nowadays. He has a post called Goodbye Exact Match Domains, Hello Brandable Websites. And he's been experimenting with this, and he prefers where SEO is headed in this way, where, yes, you still want to continue to do keyword research. I mean, he even mentions this here. He says, now I just focus on keyword research. Once I find a great keyword, I really don't care what domains are available. I come up with a brandable sounding domain and register it. And he lists a number of reasons why this is actually better. It sounds less spammy. It's a shorter URL typically. If you can get a .com, it's a lot easier to get a .com for sort of a clever name. It's more memorable, and that's a big one for me, actually. I mean, if you want to build a long-term business and something that gets spread around, having one of these brandable names that doesn't necessarily have 3 or 4 or 5 keywords in the domain name is going to be really helpful for you. It's going to be more authoritative if you have a brandable site and less sort of over-optimized and less sort of just like everybody else out there. Google is, again, isn't giving much preference to exact match domains. So, you know, why do it? Now, there are still a little bit of weight in it in terms of, you know, the If somebody were to link to the site that you have and there are exact match domain keywords or exact match keywords in your domain, then they could perhaps link to it with the anchor text that matches that, which does help a little bit. But honestly, it is not worth fighting for a .com if the .com is not being used. But there are still some things you can do if you are truly set on a domain name, or maybe it's a brandable domain with a .com that is already taken, but you want to, you know, use it still. First of all, make sure you can use it. You don't want to use somebody else's brand that's trademarked and things like that. And just because it's not in the trademark office or in the patent search on the United States, USPTO.gov, you still want to be careful if you're going to use it. Just because it's not there doesn't mean you can't use it. I mean, there's first use and all those kinds of things to worry about. So definitely check with a professional or a lawyer or an attorney to make sure that you can use it. But if it's a brandable one that you know is, you know, you can use, but maybe the .com is being used, you know, here's what I would recommend. I would use first a modifier. This is before using a .net or .co or .org or another sort of a domain extension. I would use a modifier. For instance, yes, I do have a number of different sites out there that do have exact match domains. And here's an example of a modifier: securityguardtraininghq.com, HQ for headquarters. Or it might be mysecurityguardtraining.com or best, or, you know, whatever that modifier is, even at whether it's at the beginning or the end of a domain. But again, even just saying those out loud now, it does seem like this is not where it's headed. It's headed toward more interesting, clever domain names that are brandable. And again, that's really, really important. But those modifiers do work. If, you know, if you really wanted something that was taken and you wanted to still use it in some way, shape, or form, I would use a modifier, a short one at the beginning or the end. I would then use, second priority would be, if the .com is taken, to use the .net. .net works just fine. And as long as, again, you brand it that way and people know to use it, it's not going to be that big of a loss for you to not use the .com. There's a lot of .nets out there that are great. ZenHabits.net by Len Babauta. There is ProBlogger.net. Those are two of the top blogs in the world that are using .net, so it can be done, yes. And there's a lot of .co's and .orgs out there as well. Then, if that's not possible, then either you might want to find another domain name to use, or, you know, the dashes work fine as well. Don't use dots or underscores. I don't think you can use those in domain names, actually. You can use them in domain extensions, for instance, after the root domain. But as far as root domain itself, the dash would be the only one that you would be able to use. And entrepreneurs-journey.com is one that comes to mind, a site by Yaro Starak, who was a big influence to me when I first started out back in 2008 as well. Now, I will say it's a little bit kind of an inconvenience to say the dash in the middle or the hyphen. So whenever I say Yaro's site, Entrepreneur's Journey, I always have to say entrepreneurs-journey.com, which is a little bit confusing for people, and it just adds that extra thing that, you know, definitely you don't want to do. So yeah, keep that in mind. But again, the keywords in the domain aren't necessarily as important as they used to be, if at all. And definitely go with a brandable domain name and something that people can really memorize and spread the word about, and that'll help you get the most success down the road. So hopefully that helps out. Luca, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. As a result of having your question featured here in the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, so look out for an email from my assistant in the next week or two to collect your information for that. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for listening in today. I really appreciate your time. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Jack Welch. He says, "Change before you have to." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Sometimes if he's hasn't gone to the bathroom or something. Anyway, I don't know. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.